And finally this evening, Pope Benedict XVI today also received the credentials of newly arrived ambassadors from Burundi, Estonia, Iceland, Pakistan, and Sudan. Philippa Hitchin reports.
In his remarks to the gathered diplomats, Pope Benedict spoke of the pressing need to affirm those values that unite nations. And in particular, he stressed the need for greater solidarity with the world's poorest countries. He said it's not possible today for anyone to exploit the world's poor countries with impunity, and that all must be allowed to participate fairly in the growth of the world's economy. Authorities in every country, he said, must work together to ensure a fair distribution of the riches and goods of the planet.
Il n'est pas possible d'utiliser impunément les richesses des pays les plus pauvres.
Pope Benedict also discussed the role that religion has to play in the creation of a more equitable world order. Several of the countries whose ambassadors the Holy Father received are places where Catholics are a small, even tiny minority of the population, and in many cases face difficult challenges. In Sudan, where Christians number only around 5% of the population, the new ambassador to the Holy See, Ahmad Hamad El-Feki, told us that religious tolerance remains a priority for his government.
The religious tolerance in Sudan is always availing since the existence of the Sudan. And the religious tolerance is there, always.
Pope Benedict said religions need to form their members in a spirit of fraternal relations that must embrace all people in the country.
Ils ont le devoir de former leurs membres.
The Sudanese government has come under increased international pressure recently over the ongoing humanitarian crisis in Sudan's Darfur region. Ambassador Ahmed Hamad El-Feki again.
So Sudan now is reaching an agreement with the UN. The timing of the U.S. sanctions is unfortunate. It is going to complicate things. It is not going to help to have a settlement for Darfur problem.
In his address to the diplomats, Pope Benedict called on all societies to honour and protect basic human rights, saying a true religion can never be a cause for division among peoples. I'm Philippa Hitchin.